Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. There are some things that as a believer must be ingrained in your spirit. There is a head knowledge and there is a heart knowledge. There are some things that must be engraved on the tablet of your heart. There are some things that must be engraved in your spirit. If they are not, you will not enjoy all the benefits of Christianity. A Christian that does not understand faith and does not understand how to live by faith is an empty vessel making noise all around. Listen to me. Everything about Christianity is dependent on faith. You can't access everything that God has for you if you don't have faith, if you don't understand faith. It is not head knowledge. It is heart knowledge. A faith, not practice, is a faith not enjoyed. For you to be a Christian, you need to have faith. For you to live as a Christian, you need to have faith. A Christian without faith is a useless human being. Faith is necessary. Faith is important. Faith is beneficiary to you as a believer. So you need a good grasp of what faith is. Today, continuing operating in the supernatural, last time we spoke about living by the word of God. We want to continue by living by faith. Operating in the supernatural, living by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, the most popular chapter on faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it, the people receive their commendation. If you want God to give you a commendation, it only comes by faith. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God. So that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. So if you are looking for something visible, you need to see what is invisible first before it becomes visible. The world will tell you seeing is believing. Christianity says believing is seeing. By faith, Abraham offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous. God commended him by accepting his gift, and through his faith, though he died, he's still speaking. Wow. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was what? He was commended. Remember, no commendation without faith. He was commended as having please God. The last verse for this service. Let's read together. Verse 6. Let's go. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever will draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those. I can't hear you, but can we read one more time? Let's go. Once we go.
I know the chief aim of every believer is to please God. A believer without faith, no matter how he lives, his life is not pleasing to God. Faith is key. With all your understanding, understand faith. Now, on this earth, there are two ways to live. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. On this earth, there are two ways to live. To live by faith or to live by your senses. There are two ways to live on earth. By our faith or by our senses. By our hearing, our seeing, our feeling, our touching. God has nothing against that. But God is saying, you are born again. You believe, you belong to the heavenly kingdom. In the heavenly kingdom, they live by faith. On earth, they live by sight. Then, I think the easiest way to explain this is if you... Okay, I'm a Yoruba boy. I think I speak Yoruba appreciably. When I went to school, I learned how to speak English. Now, in school, I speak English. When I get home, I speak Yoruba. Do you understand that at this level? Now, if I now need to go to America, I speak English. At home, with my children, I speak Yoruba. I don't want to say English is superior to Yoruba or Yoruba is superior to... I'm just saying, after I received my education, I could speak two languages. After you became born again, you can live by your senses and you can live by faith. The issue is that for a long time, before we became born again, we have been living by our senses and things that we can see. So it is now difficult to switch to faith. Now, the language and the sense of heaven is faith. If I want to enjoy anything on earth, I enjoy the things on earth by what I see, what I hear, what I feel. But if I want to connect to heaven and bring heaven to have an advantage and superiority over the things on earth, I move beyond what I see. I connect by faith into heaven and bring what is heaven to pass on earth. When you live by your senses, you are limited to everything you see and everything you hear on earth. If you want to prevail over the things on earth, you connect to heaven by faith and you pull them down. You bring the things that are not visible, you make them visible on earth. Is that straightforward a little? Do you understand that a little? So on earth, I have headache. It is pinching me. I can't deny it. Faith is not a denial of reality. I can't deny it. But by faith, I connect to heaven by the word of God. And the word of God says, by his stripes, I am healed. The headache has not left me. But I have connected to the heavenly places by faith. I pull that down into my spirit. Even though I see a headache, I say, by his stripes, I am healed. And the first thing I do is what I cannot do because of the headache. Because I have connected to heaven by faith and I have pulled down heavenly things, by faith I start to do those things I cannot do before. Where we miss it is this. We wait for healing before we do what we cannot do before. Faith says, I will do what I cannot do before so that I will be healed. Please go with me. A man living by faith looks like a stupid madman. Can we take that analogy again? I have headache. It is real. It is true. There's no doubt about it that I have headache. But I remember that I belong to Jesus. And in heaven, there is no headache. I connect to heaven by the word of God, which is the constitution of heaven. And by that word, I know that by his stripes, I am healed. I bring that word from the heaven. I bring it down to one heart. I see how headache is a fact. What the word of God says, and I put from heaven, is the truth. The truth is superior to faith. I bring the truth down, even though my head is still paining me. By his stripes, I am. What do? I stand up from the bed and I start walking. If you don't take the first step in faith, nothing happens eventually. If you don't take the first step in faith, nothing happens eventually. So we have the option of living by sight, and we have the option of living by faith. What is the option? What option will you choose? Can we read? Let's read 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. Put it on the screen. Let's go. 1, 2, go, 4. I can't hear you. Let's go. 4. We say that again. Let me hear you. So every born again child of God speaks two languages. But there's one that he speaks better than the other. He walks by faith and not by sight. Sight is reality. Sight is fact. But sight is not truth. Please, do you understand? Sight has not deceived you. Sight is reality. Sight is fact. But sight is not truth. It is what the word of God says that is the truth. So faith is a duty and responsibility that cannot be passed to others on your behalf. Faith, sir, I can pray for you. I can't have faith for you. Why? Habakkuk 2:4. Behold, his soul is powerful. It is not upright within him. Now, let's use it. But I can't hear, brother. Righteous shall say that. Let me hear, brother. Righteous. I can't live your life for you. Faith is a personal responsibility and a personal duty that you must have. Romans 1:17. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by, are you seeing, John? Galatians 3:11. Galatians 3:11. Okay, now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law. For the righteous, you know, in the Bible it is said that every matter shall be established by two or three witnesses. This is the third witness. Third witness of the same court, not the third witness on faith. Hebrews 10:38. Let's just go now. Let's go. Want to go? But my righteous one shall live by faith. Yeah, listen to me. If you are living by sight more than by faith, your Christianity is not known in heaven. In heaven, things are by faith in the living God. If you must touch heaven, if you must enjoy heaven, why on earth? You must live by faith. Let me tell somebody, say, live by faith. Say it again. Let me hear. Tell the person. Now, let's look at what faith is. Hebrews chapter 1, 11 verse 1. Faith. Let me use King James. Or New King James. That's more popular. So let me use that. Faith. Now, let's go. Now, let's go. Want to go? Now, faith is the... I can't hear you. Hello? Do you have faith enough to read about faith? Oh, yeah, read about faith. Let me hear you. Okay. Now, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. Let me explain in simple terms. Somebody promised me a phone. I have a hope that he's going to buy me the phone. I go and buy a pouch and a screensaver in readiness. That is faith. I am hoping he's going to do something. I gave substance to it by something I did in readiness for it. That is faith. Hello, do you understand? Why did I buy a pouch? Because before he bought me the phone, I know it is an evidence. I bought a pouch as an evidence that I will have the phone. Do you understand what faith is? Faith is action. Faith is not hoping. Many people are not healed because I am believing God for healing. I hope God will heal me soon. You will be there for 100 years. Faith is substance. So all we are saying is this. Morpher's translation. I'm not sure we have that. Let me read it from here. Now, faith means that we are confident of what we hope for. We are convinced of what we do not see. New English Bible says, faith gives substance to our hopes. So, faith gives substance to what you are waiting for. So, I'm waiting to get wedded. Faith makes me prepare myself for the person I want to get married to. Why the person is not even in sight. Faith makes me learn what I'm supposed to do when I'm in marriage. Faith makes me act that way in preparedness for that. Many are not married because they don't have faith. Because their actions now does not show their preparedness for marriage. So anybody that wants to get married is not seeing them as prepared. So nobody is coming their way. If you are you, will you marry you? Faith is a lifestyle and the way by which we live. Whatever you expect and you are not living in accordance to that, you cannot attract it. You don't have faith. Please, are we in church, sir? That's one. Another way to explain faith is faith, listen to me attentively, is a demonstration of confidence and trust in God. Faith is the practical expression of confidence in God and His word. Listen. You know me that I choose my word deliberately. I didn't say faith is confidence and trust in God. I said faith is demonstration of confidence and trust in God. I didn't say faith is confidence in God and His word. I said faith is practical expression of confidence in God. It is not faith when it's not demonstrated.
Turalayamamam.
Jesus, Raya Mama. He's a great provider. He's a great provider. He will surely provide. You have been singing that song for a long time. Have you received provision? Why? That song is a song of confidence and trust. It is not a demonstration of confidence and trust. I've shared with you, whenever I teach faith, I share this. About a church that was praying for rain for like 7 days. And, oh God, we have prayed 7 days. Why have you not sent rain? And the Lord asked the pastor, look at that corner. And he looked at that corner. And he saw a small girl with an umbrella. And God told the pastor, that is the only one that has faith in your church. You are praying for rain. Didn't you expect that rain will fall before you go? If you expect the rain, you will come with umbrella. You have confidence and trust in God, but you did not demonstrate the confidence and trust in God. Faith is a verb, not demonstrated. It doesn't work. Do you understand? It is practical expression. So faith is coming. So you can sing, I have confidence in you forever. If you don't demonstrate the confidence, you are Michael Jackson. Three. Faith is obedience. Let me tell somebody, faith is obedience. I didn't hear you. So, number three, faith is obedience to the word of God. Faith is taking God at His word. Faith is confident obedience to God's word in spite of circumstances or consequences. Put that on the screen for me. I want to talk about it. Faith is saying, the word of God says, I am healed. But I am on the bed. And I've been told, if I move my leg, there will be consequences. I might not be able to walk again. But while I was on the bed, I was praying. And I heard the voice of God. I was showing for the voice of God. And He said, move that leg and start walking. Doctor has told me, if I move the leg, the consequences is I might not walk again. The circumstances around me shows I was not going to walk again. The faith has been stirred up in my heart. Faith is now the confident obedience to God's word in spite of circumstances or consequences. Sometimes it looks as if consequence of having faith is going to be costly. But I need you to know that consequence of not having faith is costlier. Your life is an example of that. The consequence of not having faith is costlier than the consequence of having faith. Let's go on. Faith is believing that God will do what He said in His word that He will do. God has never asked anyone to believe for anything that He has not promised to do. Adibo Guria Gada, faith. Listen. Anything that God promised you to do, do it. Your case is settled. He has never promised a man to do anything that he doesn't have the capacity to back up. Are we saying, church? Faith is taking God at His word. Faith is an act motivated by the word of God and the instructions of God. So God said it. I believe it. And what? That's what you see. Me, I've changed it a little. God said it. I believe it. I do it. That settles it. Many of our beliefs are hope. They are not belief. Hello? Many of what we call belief is hope. Faith gives substance to hope. God said it. I believe it. I take action. And that settles it. God said it. I believe it. I do it. And that settles it. That is faith. Let me jump. I have many definitions. Let me just jump. One of my favorite things, why teaching, is when I tell you what something is, I like to tell you what it is not. You know, for some of us like this that do not know color, I only know one color, blue. But I've been told by my ladies that there is turquoise, there is sky, there is navy, there is royal. Which one again? When we are talking about faith, we should let you know exact thing we are talking about by defining it, defining what it is, and also telling you what it is not. Now, let's go. Faith is not mental assent. I was preaching that last week. I've explained it before already today. When we don't act on faith, it is a mental agreement. Okay, look at it. God can provide all needs. If you believe that, wave your hand. God can provide everything. If you believe that, wave your hand. Put your hand down. You know, believing that does not mean you have demonstrated it. Believing it is a mental agreement. Remember, I told you, your faith must move from your mind and your head to your heart. When faith is at the mental agreement stage, when it is at the head stage, it does not produce much. Faith is beyond mental assent. You may believe a thing and not have faith for its fulfillment. Everything we have, most of us have been to church all our lives. We have heard different things about God. We know the things that God can do. But that does not mean that we believe God will do them for us. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, let me repeat myself. I'm saying that you believe in a thing does not mean you have faith for its fulfillment. I believe God can provide all my needs. But already I am manipulating. Who will I manipulate to give me money? What lie will I tell Edo to send money to me? But already you believe that God can give you money. But you don't have faith from getting the money. So that is a mental assent. That's a mental agreement. That is not faith. Faith is not a blind leap into the dark. Look at the example I gave you about somebody's leg is hung. If he moves the leg, he might not walk for life. But he said he heard the word of God that said he should move his leg. When he moves his leg, that is faith. There will be no consequences. Now, a dark leap, a leap into the dark, is you not hearing anything from God about you moving your leg. Just say, these people serve their own destiny too much. After all, I don't see people who move their leg. Wait till nothing happened to them. If I say, I get faith to make I move the leg. When you did not hear from God and you do a dangerous thing, you will face the consequences alone. Faith is not a leap into the dark. Faith is not presumption on God. You don't presume on God. Faith is not foolishness. Faith moves according to the word of God. Are we in church? Hello, are we in church? Okay. Faith is not denying reality. Faith is not optimism. Faith is not positive thinking. Many people are positive in life, but their life is in shambles. Faith is not positive thinking. Even though faith looks positive, the difference between faith and positive thinking is that faith has an object. Let me explain. Almost everybody believes that it go better. It is well. It go better. It is well. You can say it is well and it is not the word of God. You can say it is well because you are positive. You are just optimistic. The question is, why will it be well? Why will it be well? Because things go change you. Now time, they handle issue. That is not faith. Faith is, it will be well. Why will it be well? Because of God. Faith has an object. The object of faith is God. Some have faith in faith. They are failing. You know, I will faith it. I will faith it. Let's faith it. That might not be faith. That might be faith in faith. Faith in faith is positive thinking. Faith in God is faith. Please, we need to differentiate these things because that is where our problems lie. I am very positive about tomorrow because I know the ones that own tomorrow that created it, and my trust is in Him. Not because things don't change for Ghana. Things have changed in Rwanda. It could change for Nigeria also. That is positive thinking. That is not faith. Help me ask somebody, do you have positive thinking or faith? No, ask the person again. I want to hear the answer. Say, let's move on to faith. Tell the person, let's move on to faith. Faith is not fantasy. You know, whatever a man thinks, a man can become. So I'm thinking. They say we should have sanctified imagination. So I'm just imagining. I'm just imagining. Remember, faith must be a practical demonstration of your fantasy. Imagine, you know, after you have imagined, what do? Come back to life. Work at it. That's faith. If it ends at imagination level, it is wishful thinking. It is not faith. Faith is not hope. I've jumped. I've moved forward. Faith is not hope. Remember, faith gives substance to hope. There's nothing wrong with hope. The Bible said, so dwell faith, hope, and love. But the greatest is love. There's nothing wrong with hope. In fact, you must be hopeful to wait for the second coming of the Lord. Hope is a great virtue. An ability to wait on God for His appearance. But anything you want now, you don't need hope for it. You need faith for it. Do you understand? Let me tell you this. Faith, hope is future. God is going to do it. Faith is now. In fact, if you read Hebrews 11, it says now faith is. It didn't say now faith will be. Now faith is. Faith is now. Hope is future tense. Faith is present tense. Hope, I will have the answer. I will have the answer. One day, I will have the answer. One day, I will have the answer. Faith, I have the answer now. Hello? Faith is a receipt that I've given to you. If somebody promised you a car and bought you the car and sent you the receipt, even though the car has not come, as long as you have the receipt, what do? You know that the car will come. Do you understand that a loan. Do you understand that? But if he tells you, I will buy you a car, I will buy a car, he has not given you the receipt or purchase of a car. You are still in the hoping stage. But as long as he gives you the receipt, even if the car lies, make it come 2 years' time. Somebody I follow online yesterday was talking about ministry to a white man at the airport somewhere in UK. I'm praying for the white man leg that has cancer. The man was healed. And the man promised to give him an aeroplane. That a man like you ministering about like this should not be sitting in the airport. I'll buy you a plane. The man ordered this plane. It will be delivered in 2 years' time. And he's already telling us, the followers, that in 2 years' time, the aeroplane will be delivered. The man has a receipt. He knows the delivery date of that aeroplane. Faith is having a receipt. Hope, it go better, it go happen. We are waiting. You don't receive anything from God by hope. Sir, ma, listen to me. Prayers are not answered by hope. Prayers are answered by faith. You don't receive anything from God by hope. You receive from God by faith. If you want it in the future, have hope. If you want it now, have faith. Help me tell somebody, if you want to receive in the future, have hope. I will see you. I hope you have not moved to the future. Tell somebody, if you want to receive it in the future, have hope. If you want to receive it now, have faith. Kenneth Hagin said, hope is a good waiter, but a poor receiver. I'll repeat it again. Hope is a good waiter, but a poor receiver. Hope is a good waiter and a poor receiver. My favorite illustration when it comes to this is if you go to hospital in the morning, you can go there as early as possible. They give you number. Once they give you number and you are seated waiting for the doctor, what do you have? You have hope that the doctor will come because you have your number. But there's some people that just came. Their brother had an accident. They don't have number. They carry the person. They rush it. Doctor, doctor, doctor. Would they tell them to go and carry number? Would they ask them to go and pick number? Never. They will bypass everybody and enter. That is how men that have faith bypass people and overtake people that have hope. Faith is not hope. Let me jump because of my time. Now, remember these 5 things. Number one, without faith, you cannot please God. Is that okay? Is it straightforward? So that means you can be in choir. You can be doing everything. If you are doing it without faith, heaven does not recognize you. Are we seeing, church? One. Number two, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. I taught on that last week, but I'm just going to remind you of it. Number two, without faith. Number one, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Number two, without faith, there is no benefit or profiting. Look at it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not, let's read together, did not. The word preached did not profit them. Why? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. This word you have heard about faith. If you don't add faith to the word of faith, it will not profit you. Number three. Romans 14:23. This one is tough. But let me use the word we use now. This one is deep. Romans 14:23. Okay, let's read together. You have okay, let's go, let's go. One, two, go. And he that doubted is damned if he eats, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is higher. There are many people, they think sin is fornication. Yes, it is. You can live your life in court, in holiness. And God sees sin in your life by your lack of faith. Give me another translation, ESV, another translation. My time is past spent, overspent. But whoever has doubt is condemned if he is, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. Ephesians 2:8-9. Ephesians 2:8-9. Number four. So number one, without faith it's possible to please God. Number two, without faith there is no benefit, no profiting. Number three, anything done without faith is sin. Number four, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of work, so that no one can boast. Listen to me. By what happened in the Garden of Eden, the only way that God can relate with man without retribution and problem is by grace. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Let me leave this place so that I can close. God reaches unto us by grace. So he's coming from this mountainous side. And between the mountain is a valley. And we are at this mountain. The only way God crosses this mountain and comes to us on this mountain is grace. For human beings, the only way we move from this mountain and cross to God on the other side of the mountain is faith. If you don't have faith, you can never access God. Without grace, God does not access man because he is too holy. Without faith, man cannot access God. Now, that thing you have been praying for a long time, that answer you have been looking for a long time, it is because there is no connection of it. It is because you thought hope is faith. It is because you thought practicing some things that are outside faith is faith. God is ever accessible when we have faith to come unto him. Are we in church? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now, as a church, preaching faith, teaching faith, I just thought about this. Can we look up to God in faith and say, God, we have faith in you. Double the membership of this church before the end of the year. Think about it. You did not answer me. Can we look up to God and say, there are empty chairs here. This thing has few. God, double the membership of this church before the end of the year. Yes or yes. People are still trying to understand faith. In fact, this one does not need faith to do. If I'm able to bring 5 people before the end of the year, you're able to bring 5 people before the end of the year, this place will be jam-packed. Are we doing that? We should not teach faith without demonstrating faith. Why is the church quiet? Because why preaching from next week? I can look at you and say, who did you bring to church? Because faith is not confidence. Faith is a demonstration of confidence. Sir, ma, do you understand what I've just said? Romans 10. Oh my God, time. Romans 10, yeah. 8 to 10. But what does it say? Let's read. The word is near you. In your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. And verse 9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be.
Bow down your head. Let's pray. Bow down your head. Bow down your head. That is the only formula for salvation, not Christian name.
Has there been any time
you spoke, you believe in your heart, and do not confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord? If you have not done that, you are not saved. Believe in the heart. Speak with the mouth. Confess with the mouth.
Is there anybody here this morning that wants to give his life to Christ? You believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord. You believe in your heart that he is the Savior. But you want to confess with your mouth.
The time is past, man. Say, Jesus, I want to receive you into my life. Come and save me.
It doesn't matter how long you have been in church. You can die before the end of today.
But as many as receive him,
to them does he give power to become the children of God. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth.
If you are here and you want to do that, receiving Christ into your life, can you lift your right hand up wherever you are so that we can pray with you? Raise your hand up well. Raise it up well. Raise it up well.
Lift your two hands up to him. Let's lift our two hands up. Anything lacking in my faith,
make available for me this morning.
Lift your two hands up. Talk to me. Say, anything lacking in my faith, oh Lord, arise. Make them available for me. Anything lacking in my faith, arise and make them available.
In the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the church said,
that amen lacks faith. And the church said,
stretch forth your hand here. Everything you are expecting, whatever you have attached faith to today,
let the Lord release them for you before the end of this month. In the name of Jesus, you have been coming to church. Now you have heard about faith. Faith does not make ashamed. Faith delivers. May your faith deliver your expectations into your hands. May nothing be difficult for you again. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.